Okay. Fucked up.
You should start from there.
Should we just start from there?
Yeah.
Should we just actually start from there?
Start that.
Let's start from there, but I'll say it anyway.
Don't cut it.
I'll say it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Saul, don't cut this for us then, if that's all right. Welcome to the Side Cabin Podcast, episode 19.
Woo.
Hey. Nice.
19?
19.
What's the significance? Anybody?
Average age of the US soldier in Vietnam.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Combat soldier.
Yeah. Combat soldier.
Combat soldier, yeah. 19. Do you remember when you were 19, Danny? What were you up to? What were you doing?
30 years ago.
30 years? 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
21. Yeah, we should say Danny's 40 tomorrow.
Tomorrow, big 4-0.
Yeah. Yeah. You old bastard.
40 tomorrow, no.
But yeah, think back to when you were 19. What was going down?
Just finishing, so 19, 16, 17, 18... Just finishing my apprenticeship, I think, actually.
Yeah.
So
at Stockport College.
Stockport College. And then, yeah.
Shout out Stockport College.
Stockport College, yeah.
Yeah.
I just finished my apprenticeship. Then, yeah, going out like in the big wide world on my own. Well, nice. Not on my own. I was working for a company, but that was the start. But 19 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, 19 episodes. Andy, 19, memories of 19?
Dropped out of uni, became a porter.
Nice. I remember dad having a massive go at you for that.
Yes, I just don't want to. I'm fat enough.
Yeah.
How far up were they building them when you were?
Yeah. How far?
They were just doing the capstone.
For those who are listening, Danny was pointing to the pyramids.
But yeah, like the apocalypse guy, he did it all in a day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean from X-Men?
Yeah, yeah. He just did it. All in a day. Yeah. Yeah.
Jack, 19. That's not that long ago for you.
No, but I remember it very well.
So you're 25
now, but the day of my 19th birthday was the same day as the England-Croatia World Cup semi-final. If you remember.
Yeah. Nice.
That was on the day of my 19th, yeah. So nice. Kieran Trippier, when he scored that free kick.
Yes, that was a great goal.
And then we lost.
Was it Modric?
We lost in extra time. Yeah, I think it was, was Pulisic.
Pulisic, yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we should have won that game.
Basically, from that Kieran Trippier free kick was like the peak of my life, and it's been all downhill since then.
Was Jermaine Janis playing for
this? No, I think he just retired.
I think Danny's saying that because of some news that's broke just today on Twitter about Jermaine Janis, which we'll probably avoid if you don't mind, definitely. I think, for the podcast, for that, if that's
talking
okay.
About the Croatian team,
yeah.
I noticed, does all of their surnames end with itch?
Itch, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
I suppose that's a bit like...
I mean, that's just their, like... Like Mac for Scots,
Smith.
Yeah, like
Smith.
Exactly. Yeah. We've all countries have their kind of
Have to look into
sort of surname
or names that end in
what would you call it?
Yeah,
and stuff.
Endings.
Yeah.
Chinese have a
Jackson,
certain
Johns.
Lee. I think there's a lot of Lees, isn't there? And Americans, they have first names as surnames, don't they?
Yeah,
like Jazz Michael Michelson or something.
Jack Johnson and Jack Johnson.
John Jackson.
Yeah.
And I can't think of another one.
Chester Cheeseburger and all that type of stuff.
Chester Cobblepot. Yeah. What was that of? Was it Goonies?
Goonies,
yeah.
Great. What was you doing at 19, though?
19? Oh.
Married with three kids.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Not far off. Yeah. Not far off. I was with Jack's mum. I think I was living at Jack's mum's house. And yeah, I don't really know. I can remember we went to watch Stockport County play Middlesbrough away. And my car broke down on the way back from Middlesbrough. It set on fire. And I managed to get it going and get it back home. And it never started again from that trip. So it basically got us to Middlesbrough and back. Yeah. It was when like Ravenelli was playing for Middlesbrough. And
Good side.
Silver Fox.
Yeah. Good side.
Yeah.
Brian Robson was manager.
Brian Robson was manager, yeah. And it was the semi-final of the League Cup, I think it was.
Yeah, they had it. Did they play him? Did they play him at Edgeley Park?
Two legs, yeah.
Two legs.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Because that's a really famous year because Middlesbrough,
didn't they have Gazza?
Middlesbrough had, no, that was the year before, but they had like the unluckiest, they lost the League Cup final and the FA Cup final and got relegated all in the same season.
I'll tell you, I went to Middlesbrough once, got arrested.
Oh yeah, what did you get arrested for, Dan?
I can't really say.
Yeah.
But it was nothing bad.
Yeah, nothing like...
Well, your arrest lasted for about an hour, didn't it?
I got arrested for about 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
He said, we're going to have to take a photo of you. They asked me if I've got anything else of this substance on me. And I went,
I want to see a brief.
And they said, where did you buy it from? And I said, my mate. And they said, well, where's your mate? And I went, don't know.
And did you have to go up there, back up there for the court?
No. That was it. They just gave me something. I probably was arrested, but I turned up.
Never been arrested.
Yeah. It was quite fun, really. Seeing what it was like.
Just to say, about a friend of ours. They went to an away game in Norwich, didn't they?
Yes, I was at that game.
But they had to go back again to Norwich.
They absolutely did. Paul and Ian. Although Ian swears blind that he didn't get arrested, but I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah. It was just for like drunken disorderly outside a match. They weren't doing anything. I don't know.
They just sat on the curb.
They got nicked. And I think they got fined and then they got home and then they had to go all the way back to Norwich for the court case or the hearing. Obviously we're not condoning any sort of arrestable behaviour on the Psych Cabin podcast.
Some of it's funny though.
Episode 19, so after this episode it'll be 19 just about 19 hours worth of recording. Obviously, the next episode is the 20th. Mm. This is a big one for us because it's kind of the end of season two, even though season two's kind of taken us probably by about 18 months, basically, to do, really. Yeah. But, it's almost a momentous occasion, but not quite, if you know what I mean. Not quite. So, since we last recorded, you can react to this. We've had a Euros and we've lost in the final.
Again.
Yeah.
We've had an election and got a new prime minister and a new government. We've had riots. Major riots throughout the UK. And we also had an American president that got almost assassinated in an assassination attempt.
Yeah.
Since we last recorded.
It's been a few months, hasn't it?
Yeah. I think
6 weeks, is it?
I think all of that happened because we didn't make an episode.
That is exactly
it. World went crazy. Went mental because we didn't.
So where do you want to begin? Which one do you want to begin with?
Euros.
I mean, the last episode was a Euro special, so I suppose we've got to mention it quickly, haven't we?
All I'll say is that Spain were better.
In the final, they
were. Spain were the better team, best team of the tournament. There you go.
They were miles better team.
Yeah, they were.
I think we were like everybody else. But we just thought, a bit.
I thought Germany were good. I thought Germany were very good. They're going to be good for the next World Cup.
Yeah. And obviously, I should mention at this point, we've lost our England manager now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the right time. He's done a good job.
You should praise him. I know one of our brothers, Mike,
Mike hates him.
What happened when he first got there to where he's changed? Yeah.
Speaking of sports, we had the Olympics as well.
Oh, shit, we had the Olympics as well. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we'll mention that in a minute. Yeah. Okay, that's Euros done. Election. What do we think about that?
Yeah. Just glad they're out.
Glad they're out. Tories out.
Yeah, I'm glad they were
out. Wasn't any surprise, was it?
No.
It was called weeks. And even Rishi called it weeks before.
Yeah, they knew.
Yeah.
They all knew, so.
He's got to go.
Yeah, Rishi basically fell on his sword, didn't he, when he came back from the Normandy Memorial?
That was a bad call, that.
He came back from that and basically that was him sort of saying, I've ballsed it up big time here.
That was a bad call.
It was, wasn't it, actually?
I did like, he had a decent concession speech. He just said, that's it, handing it over.
He did,
I've got to say, we don't really talk about enough our democracy, but it's like our election. It's like 6 weeks, job
gone.
Done, next lot in.
Out.
And in America, it seems to last forever.
Well, it's just a show, isn't it?
Let's move on to that then. So obviously, I do a rubbish impression. Jack does the best Trump impression, but...
There's been an attempt on my life.
He's the greatest sniper. He was the greatest sniper ever in the history of snipers. I mean, it was just mad, wasn't it?
Was it on a Saturday night?
It was.
The family WhatsApp group.
Yeah. It was the day before the final.
I was watching, I was bored out of my head, flicking through. And I just flicked through, the Sky News and Beat or whatever. And I was like, that's got to be a joke. And then someone put something on the...
You put something on the WhatsApp.
And I was like, oh my God, fucking hell.
I know.
And literally the same time you'd message. And I was a bit like, fucking hell, someone's tried to shoot him.
Yeah, I mean, it is...
And we're close as well.
But it was, nothing.
I think it was a head turn, really.
It was, yeah.
From being dead.
Yeah.
You know, if he kept his head straight, it had killed him. If he turned and it took his part of his ear off. I mean, and then this conspiracy theory is saying it's faked and all this. It's and all this sort of stuff. But the guy was just some random bloke with a gun that climbed up on a roof and like surrounded by...
That bit's a bit dodgy for me. Like, how's that been allowed to happen? It wasn't far.
You know, my thing about incompetence.
Yeah.
I always go down to the rule of incompetence. Yeah. People not taking responsibility.
Yeah, but that's the one job that you can't afford to be incompetent when you're a bodyguard or what do you call them? Secret Service. Yeah.
Do you know what though? He loved it, didn't he?
Oh,
he got up and he was like,
when he did that fight.
He loved it.
That was pretty iconic when he did that.
It was iconic.
You know.
Love him or hate him.
Yeah,
what
he's a
just
moment.
Been shot. He's not been shot. He's been shot.
Yeah.
I'm no big fan of Trump. He makes me laugh, but I'm not a fan of his...
But his instincts.
But, yeah, exactly.
To do...
Yeah. And in the recordings, as he goes down behind the podium, he's saying, get me my shoes. Get me my shoe. I've lost my shoe. Find me my shoe. It's an incredible moment, actually, I think.
I don't think we ever thought... Because we all grew up with hearing, like... attempts on, you know, Kennedy, when it happened to Ronald Reagan in the 80s and with, you know, other countries. But seeing it in our own lifetimes is it's still a pretty surreal thing to actually watch it. Yeah.
I mean, especially when you think we could be sitting here talking about a former president that's been assassinated.
God only knows how that would have gone,
I mean, there's a lot going on in the news. Something just springs to mind at the moment. Obviously, we've got to be careful what we say as well, but... Just last few days, obviously that boat's gone down. Sort of weather event that it was.
The tech guy.
Millionaire. Yeah, and I mean, I'm obviously not going to state anything, but he just come out of a court case where he was found innocent of
multi-billion-dollar fraud.
Thing.
But he's innocent.
But his partner, who was also at the court case, was run over and killed a few days earlier.
Yes, so it's mad. But that was the talking.
Very,
that was in Britain, and they know the woman who was doing it. She was driving the car, and it was a freak. But I know what you mean.
But when things
happen
I'm certainly not casting any aspersions. But certain things happen. You sort of go, hang on a minute. Is that? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to. We've got to be careful.
Well, I remember. Yeah. Jack, I think you said once about somebody mentioned about the Kennedy assassination, but then they mentioned Reagan. He was nearly killed.
Yeah,
but nobody's got any conspiracy theories for a near miss.
Yeah, when something doesn't go through, conspiracies good don't point. Really come up.
I saw a great documentary on Oswald a few weeks ago.
Oswald,
it's like a 2-hour one. It's like an old one for the BBC about 25 years ago. It's brilliant.
Those are always the best ones.
They're really, really good. But
I mean,
he's a strange guy. He was a really strange guy.
I know. Don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole. Maybe we could save it for a future podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we've got our own conspiracy theories in the UK with Diana and you know, was the driver drunk? Was he? Was there a white Fiat Uno involved? And all of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's loads, isn't there? I mean, how many American presidents have been assassinated?
That's four. Mad.
Four, is it four?
There's quite a few attempts.
Four that were killed, and there's like five or six others that were
attempted.
Shot at or shot.
Was Trump the seventh?
Well, he wasn't president at the time,
but
former president. That's happened before. There's been former presidents that were targeted.
Yeah, well,
Teddy Roosevelt.
Robert Kennedy was not former president, but
he'd won the primary.
They reckon he was going to be president.
California primary.
Moving swiftly on then to the riots. In the UK, because obviously that's something else that's happened since we've last recorded. I don't know what anyone wants to think of the riots, but obviously we've got to be careful. I don't want to, it was a terrible, terrible thing that caused the riots, the people to be so angry. But I think the riots then took it to a different place, didn't it?
It got twisted, all that shit.
Yeah, it got a bit...
You know, like looting Greggs, for example.
What was that meme?
That's not in the name of them poor children that what happened to them, is it?
Mm. I just think when things like that personally, I think it's just a time for sorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
The poor families who lost their children. And
yeah, a bit more...
It was awful.
Yeah.
Whoever's done it, hope they get... I'll be honest, I'd just kill them. But
yeah.
that's what I'd do.
It's when you wish the death penalty was sort of still about, yeah, really, stuff I suppose. Like
that. That's my personal opinion, but I don't think everyone else should jump on the bandwagon. I don't get it.
Yeah,
yeah, they get stirred up into something.
You're just stirring up hatred.
Yeah, I saw a great meme though. It was a picture of a guy who's handful of sausage rolls, and he was like, I can't remember the exact meme now, what it actually said, but it was like, not saving the world one sausage roll at a time, but like, you know, fighting against whatever it was, the issue, one sausage roll at a time. And that's like the ridiculousness of it, isn't it?
Pretty basically. Strange to go after Greggs as well, because they don't have much value on like the black market or anything.
How dare you attack Greggs?
You've got to get
it's
that.
It's consumables. If you steal from Greggs, you've only got a short space of time to use
like
that load off.
All the boxes of beets or something, is it?
Exactly. Or trainers or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Cigarettes.
Just going back to the riots, you know what was a lovely moment though? I think it was the 1 or 2 days after one of the riots, just talking about construction, there was a bloke there, a bricklayer.
I saw it at the mosque.
At the mosque.
It's fantastic.
And he was like,
unbelievable.
The walls, and he was trying to be, this reporter was trying to speak to him.
Unbelievable.
Like,
I'm busy.
Leave me alone.
Just go away. It was great, man.
They had the whole front wall smashed in, didn't they, by the rioters?
Yeah.
And he said, the next day, there was a team of, I presume, local builders and local people there all helping out.
Yeah.
You're right, actually.
And it was great. And he was just this bricklayer. And he was like, yeah, you're right. And he was like, yeah, yeah. He was basically saying, look, mate, fuck off.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
I often think about that, actually. Funny enough, that's just sparked something. You know, when you see that program,
I always cry at this.
Like Ground Force type of thing.
No. The Ground Force, what's it called?
Yeah, I know which one you mean. You know,
DIY SOS.
And he does a shout out to the local construction community and says, can anybody help us out and everything?
Yeah.
I've often thought, like, if that was in my community, I've often thought I would go. Yeah. I would go and give them a day or two days or whatever.
I can't watch that.
No, you're a crier, aren't you?
Oh,
yeah. Let me tell you this then. When you get 240 and above, you cry more. You cry more. You do.
I hope this podcast gets sponsored by me next.
I cry at adverts, films, everything.
I've always found that show difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's a great show, actually. But it's one of them shows that you think, like, it's like, where for the grace of God go? The grace of God go out, because the situation that them families are in.
Oh, some of them. I remember the one that got me the most. It was on this electrician. I'd had like a terrible accident at work. And he was disabled. He'd left disabled in a wheelchair, and others like paralyzed. I think it was neck problems. The poor guy had loads of problems, and basically all his ex joiners, brickies who he'd all worked for, plasterers, all came round and redid his house. And he had like accessible toilets and
beautiful.
It was, and I was in bits.
And the thing is, more often than not, not always, but more often than not, the people's that are having the houses done tend to be like people that are in construction, perhaps. That have gone on hard times medically or family issues or whatever, and they've not finished the job that they started, if you like, or that they wanted to do. So the house is in a complete turmoil because they're quarter way through the extension or whatever it is that they're sort of halfway through. Sorry, Dan, when most builders look at their own house, you probably think, that's my house now, basically.
It was always a funny show, though, because it also showed, like, the realistic things of arguments with that, they show like the electrician and joiner having
rowing
stud walls or plasterboard I've got to finish this
or cutting
it,
through.
It was a show about being nice and helping people, but it also showed the realities in building that it's fucking argument.
No,
day.
You're absolutely bang on. It happens every day on site. Mm-hmm. Did you know this, moving on to sort of, so just talk about the episode for today. No real sort of subject matter really today. We've just decided to go with a kind of a few 19 and a few bits of, I don't know, whatever bits of information that are coming out. Here's one for you that you can react to. Did you know there is a 1 day MVQ?
I do. What's know about it.
Yeah. There is a 1 day MVQ. So normally an MVQ in construction might take you 10, 12 weeks, up to 6 months maybe for a level 2 MVQ. There is an MVQ that's awarded by the awarding body NOCN. It's called an Experienced Worker Practical Assessment. It's a UPAR, that's what it's called in the trade. But when I say the trade, I mean the education trade. But it's basically a 1 day practical assessment. So you could be a bricklayer, joiner, plasterer, painter that's worked for years and years and years, not got a qualification, go to a centre and do a one-day practical assessment where you've got to build a model in your trade area. Thank you very much. There's your MVQ.
Is this for like people who can't get CSCS cards, they haven't got the quals
but,
to get them?
Yeah, like exactly that, Andy. It's basically that, but it's not just for that. It's for anybody. It's for anybody who has got... You've got to really have about 5 years' experience in the trade to be able to do the qualification. But if you've got that experience, you can... You can do, you know, I mean, how good is that for people that are just on site right now when the CSCS card's running out?
If you'd have asked me 6 years ago, I'd have gone, this is bollocks. What's all this about? That would have been my honest opinion.
Yeah.
And you will get
a one day MVQ.
That's bollocks. So you can't get an MVQ in a day and all that. When you actually have to see what you have to do, there is no way somebody who's not experienced can't do it. Yeah. So it is perfect, absolutely perfect for those people who've been doing the trades 10, 5, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, who've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
It might be that the qualifications have run out, they've changed, everything changes all the time.
Yeah.
The SCS cards, you know, what's relevant and not. It's the perfect thing to do for those people. And anyone who says, oh, it's bollocks, go and do it then. Go and do the test.
I agree.
And see if you can pass it.
See if you can pass it, yeah.
Because
yeah, it's not
I
like
know
a one
that
day.
Test. I can't really say too much about it, but I know about it. And I know that 6 years ago, I'd have said, this is bollocks.
Yeah.
I've built that test.
Yeah.
It's not how I got my qual, but I've done it. I've actually done it to try it myself. And it is not an easy test. You've got to know what you're doing, which proves you're competent at what you're doing.
And it's timed and it's under test conditions.
Test conditions, your nerves. You've also got... other elements to it that can we
there's a witness testimony that you've got to provide as well from like a supervisor that can testify to the fact that you've got 5 years experience, and there's a professional discussion with the assessor on the day.
Now that's not easy.
It's not,
you know, anyone who's ever done a professional discussion in whatever trade you're in, if you ever sat there with an assessor on the phone or face to face or over Teams or whatever it is, I've seen grown men no more than me fall apart,
crack
when they ask them, tell me how to make and fit a door lining. A stud wall, and they go to bits and they can't explain it. They can do it.
It's not just
for me, it's this, people call it a one day. I think it's a wonderful thing.
I mean, it's a one day MVQ as long as you've got 5 years experience. Basically,
it's not like you learn it in a day. It's like you just
it's
an exam.
You're not there. There's no teaching. There's no teaching involved.
Yeah.
It's assessment.
Almost, you know, not like this, but it's almost like on site.
Yeah.
Right, you're a joiner, are you? There's your drawing. Go on.
Yeah.
Do it.
Correct.
It is essentially that.
And they're in. It's in joinery, plastering, bricklaying, painting and decorating, and wall and floor tiling.
Yeah.
So. We're not advertising it for anybody. We're just letting our learners. We're letting our listeners know that it's out there, and if it's an option for you, if you're running out, it'll probably cost you £900 for the day, which sounds a lot, but if you get your MVQ in one day, and by the way, you can probably claim back 600 of that on the CITB levy. And again, we're not affiliated with anybody. We're not working for anybody. We're not.
There's loads of different companies that do it.
There's loads of different companies that do it up and down the UK.
But it's definitely worth looking into, especially for those people. I don't want to sort of bring age into too much, but anyone sort of age between sort of 25 and maybe like 60.
Yeah.
If not older, but particularly anyone around 30 to 60 who...
So, outside, like you, because you're 40 tomorrow.
Bang on.
Old bastard.
No. But yeah, it's an interesting thing to look into.
No, it is. It absolutely is. Moving swiftly on, Bell Mixers.
Okay.
Right.
So for me, this is foreign. So I'm going to sit back.
I'm just going to clarify before we carry on. Bell Mixer, we call it a Bell Mixer, depending on where you are in the UK or wider afield. We have fans in America. We have listeners in America, New Zealand, Australia. You might call it a different thing. We call it a Bell Mixer. Certainly in Stockport in the UK, we do.
Yeah.
Bell Mixer, what I mean is a mini type of mixer.
The orange.
The orange little orange mixers, the electric ones, the diesel ones. We were kind of talking the other day about how good they are and what
like they're essential for, you know.
For little jobs,
they're essential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, Andy.
Right. It's not just Bell that make them. There's Steele, Shepak.
When you say Steele, you mean Steele.
Steele. Oh, sorry, Steele. Steele. Yeah. Charles Bentley, Dirty Pro. Have you heard of those?
No.
And Hyundai.
Hyundai make them.
Hyundai make them. Portable electric mixers.
Yeah.
240 or 110.
Yeah.
I've got some specifications.
Read them out, Andy. Read them out.
This
read
is
them
how
out.
They're amazing. Also, the designs, well, the Bell ones, but we'll just call them mixers.
Yeah.
They can go through standard doorway.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful.
So if you think about it, if you can't get through to the back,
yeah,
you can just wheel them. Well, that's probably an issue for
yeah.
you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can wheel them through a 7.62 opening.
Door, yeah.
The drum capacity is 130 litres, but the mixing is 90 litres. So that's basically, if you're doing a concrete mix, it's two bags of stone, one bag of sand and half of cement.
Yeah.
It's like a 6-1, do a 5-1 for mortar. And the noise level is 107 decibels.
Love it.
But the part where you get permanent hearing loss if you're too close to it is about 95. So always wear.
I think I've got that.
Somewhere.
Because I have really defenders. Bad tinnitus and I think I've got that from.
So always wear a bit of some plugs or something if you're using it constantly.
Yeah. I love that. Just... So to jump in, have you got more?
But, oh, I've got loads.
Yeah, so I'll just jump in for a second. Go. Imagine a world right now in construction without that mixer.
Yeah, for like little jobs or
just
extensions.
Imagine it right now.
You're knackered.
It's perfect.
It's fantastic.
Imagine it. Everything mixed by hand.
Yeah.
Imagine that for a starters, or dumped in tub form or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine not having the ability to just put all the aggregate together and mix it all in one?
Just
little...
do a mix. It takes you forever. I mean, we've all done board mixing, and it takes you forever.
Yeah, it's probably up there with one of the best tools ever invented or made for
groundworkers and for brickies.
Yeah, it is up there. It is because
Danny will say the nail gun.
No, but if you look at what that saves, like physical,
yeah,
that is a huge amount.
Oh, it is actually.
Huge amount. Yeah, and also, time.
What we say, we always measure a car in, can you get a mixer in the back? Yeah. It's a good car if you can get a mixer in the back.
I've had a Bell mixer in the back of a Nissan Qashqai. You'd say, yeah, fair enough, easy.
Fiesta.
Ford Fiesta is the best one. Because the beautiful thing about a mixer is the little ones, you can take the drum off.
Yeah.
You twist it the other way.
And if you've got a stand...
And not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, you can, that's right, if you twist it the
right
way.
But you take the drum off.
You can take it apart.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful tool.
But I must say, as a labourer or past labourer,
yeah,
he's got to be cleaned properly.
Oh yeah,
because this is my biggest bummer.
I've seen you mental about stuff.
Right, if a labourer, I think labourers clean it better than brickies, because if brickies are on their own just doing a quick mix,
I don't care.
But that makes it worse.
I wash my mixer out. I don't really wash it out properly. I just squirt a hose piper in it, turn it upside down,
and
wash it out.
That was terrible.
It's terrible. It was almost like another skin inside it.
Yeah, of mortar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care. But you're right. Every time you borrow it, it comes back dead clean. It's like lending Andy your car, but it comes back valid. You're like, fucking get in there. You can use it whenever you want. Yeah. So when he says to me, can I borrow the mix? I'm like, of course you can. Anytime you want. Not a problem.
I've been doing some concreting recently.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I know we always say about a few bricks are best to clean it out, but I think it's 20 mil limestone is the best way to clean it out. I'm getting really slow particular. It's just this gravelly, it shaves it all
sure
out.
I'm not sure about that.
I know you like I like the sound. That's like
any more
on.
To...
Oh, these, right. Have you heard of the cement mixer Shot?
No.
I found this out today. Do you know what it's made of? It's one part Baileys or a similar Irish cream.
Right, love that.
And then it's one part lemon or lime juice. Now, it separates.
So say that again, Baileys?
Either a Baileys or an Irish cream.
Yeah.
And it's then...
Well, Baileys, because all the other ice cream, shit.
Yeah, Baileys is the...
What is it, Ballykiss Angel or something in Aldi?
Ballycastle. Yeah, Ballycastle. Okay.
It's like, who the fuck buys that?
Shit.
Who buys that and
just
drinks
buy
that? And by the way, my missus has bought it a few times and I'm like, all right, you drink that, I'll drink the Baileys then. Oh no, I want a Baileys. Yeah. Well, why are you buying that shit then?
That's for guests.
Yeah, that's for guests on New Year's Eve.
Give the drunk.
Yeah. Do you want a Baby Guinness? Let's do Baby Guinness. And everyone goes...
Yeah, it is Baby Guinness.
What the fuck's that? Sorry, Andy. So. Baileys.
So it's simple. It's one part Baileys and then one part lemon or lime juice.
So it's not very alcoholic.
It's not, but it separates and it curdles. And apparently if you leave it for a bit, it can stick to your teeth like cement.
Lemon?
It gets a bit claggy.
And it's called the...
It's called the cement mixer.
Cement mixer Shot.
Cement mixer Shot.
Right.
Let's try that.
Chris, about they've learned something. You've got to try that, haven't we?
So that makes Bailey. A shot.
I wonder how many people, if we send that, sort that clip out, we can get to have a cement
and mix a shot.
Oh yeah.
And could feedback.
Could we do an experiment where we have tried one out for the first time?
Of course we
can. Maybe on the 20th episode.
Why don't we do it on the 20th episode?
A cement mix a shot.
Right, we'll write it down now. Saw the producers going, oh God, they're all going to be drunk.
No.
It'd be a great episode.
And I'm not a big fan of it.
Get absolutely smashed.
Get leathered.
But I
get absolutely.
Get all sorts of stuff on the
table. Loads of shots on a table.
Yeah. I don't like shots. But the one I do like has got Baileys in it, and that is a Baby Guinness. I love a Baby Guinness.
Yeah. Baby Guinness is great. Yeah.
Right, go on, carry on, Andy.
Where was it up to now?
Yeah, so it's a shot.
It can be separated into two or three parts because you also get the stand as well, don't you?
Which is something I don't like using.
I know, I get that. I prefer having that. It's more
maneuverable. Stands, I always felt it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, I always remember Dad, when I first started, he'd say, like, if you tip that mixer and you lose control of it, before you know it, it'll be 50 metres that way.
Yeah, because it's just rolling.
Because it'll just spin on its own off.
Mm. Yeah.
And it'll take everything in its wake. You, yeah. The dog, the cat, the wall that you've just built, everything. So the first thing you do is turn the power off.
Yeah.
But nobody ever does. They just tip it.
No, they don't.
Do you know what I mean?
Do they have battery powered mixers?
Oh.
You know what? I've not done that deeper research, but I think it's got to be because of the power.
They do petrol, don't
they? I bet they do.
It'd have to be some serious battery.
Do you remember the old iron cast frame where you had to get them going?
Yeah, the diesel one.
They're virtually gone.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Model T. It's like the old cars when you have to get them wound up. That's the same age.
That's my apprenticeship.
No,
that's how old I am.
That's how, but they used to have them.
Massive though.
Actually.
Yeah, the drum was
31 years ago.
When I first started labouring on, Dad was like 16. You didn't have silos, you had to mix.
Diesel mixer, so you'd start with the handle. Yeah. You start with
that
the handle.
That was all sights.
So you'd not only have to twist that. Well, whack the.
Oh, bugger.
The drums were bigger. You'd have to start it with a handle.
Sorry, okay? I say psych. Sorry.
Psych, yeah. Start it with a handle. For the listeners, are just not the mic. Start with a handle. How many times do you need to say start with a handle? I'll say it one more time. Start with a handle. Yeah,
then you've got to... Yeah,
and at the same time,
choke.
You would have to mess with the choke,
at
the exact same time. If you didn't do it at the exact right moment, it'd fail. But once it started, if you didn't pull the handle out, the fucking handle would spin around.
Whizzing around.
Yeah. And that's a wrist breaker.
Yeah. And then
the black fucking diesel fumes are just
pumping out. No, that's another thing you have to keep topping up.
Getting it going.
And also, you couldn't start it full.
No, you couldn't.
No.
It's too heavy.
So you had to start it empty.
So Jack's just thinking.
Jack's just 25 looking at us. Going,
what the hell's going on here?
What the fuck are these lot talking about?
Fucking Victorian.
No, it was. He was like that.
Yeah. That's how much construction has
silos.
Changed.
Yeah. They didn't have silos. They didn't have forks when I started, you know, with Dad.
This isn't that long ago.
No, it's not.
Because I remember it.
It's 31 years ago. I was 16 and all of what we've just talked about was still there. Then.
33 for me.
There was no health and safety. There was no high-vis jackets.
No.
There was no hard hats.
You had to walk
no silo, no forks.
Yeah,
you could still rip asbestos off.
You could still rip asbestos off.
When I was 18, you could still rip asbestos off.
You could smoke in pubs.
Well, I remember that.
You could... Yeah. What else could you do? There was other things, like you could get AIDS and shit like that, but, you know...
drive without a license.
You could go on Concorde.
You could go on Concorde. Yeah.
Go on Concorde.
Yeah. Are they rebuilding something?
They should do.
Aren't they doing something with Concorde?
I've not heard it. I've not heard anything about Concorde.
You couldn't... You know, there was... Yeah.
But...
Right, here's one for... Right, this is the Bell mixer, but I know we're like advertising for Bell, but that first came about in the 1950s when a guy called Doug Blackhurst, he wanted to build his own house.
Yeah.
And he wanted to mix his own mortar, but so he thought, this is ridiculous, you can't get like proper portable mixers.
Yes.
And that's how Bell got started.
So what year was that?
In the 1950s.
Beautiful.
But the electric one, if I'm right, I might have to check it up, but in the UK, it was 1990 when the electric one came out.
Fucking hell.
But the electric portable one, because you can get 150 litres, but it's the standard's like 130.
Yeah, the smaller one.
So it's not that long ago that the electric mixer...
My first ever Bell mixer, this is a bit sad, this, but I don't care.
They're great, they're amazing.
We did 100,000 views on a clip about Saturday morning coffee, and all the comments are... Who's give dad the budget to do a podcast? And loads of comments just saying riveting.
Yeah, but they're still watching
but
it.
But I love it. They're still watching it.
It was a fair comment though.
It's a great coffee.
I love a great coffee.
What's a good coffee?
The Saturday morning coffee. That clip got absolutely slated, but also loved in a weird sort of way. Yeah. I forgot my point. What was I going to say?
Details about my first mixer.
I just started working for Anglian, building conservatory bases. And we went up to Maxfield and got it from the big chain of building merchants. Travis Perkins in Maxfield. Bought it.
Brand new.
Paid cash. Put it in the back of the van. Got to the job, and by the time I got to the job, I'd broken it because it had slipped and slided it across in the van, and the wheel had broken and snapped the thing to the wheel, and it never ever stayed on that wheel.
No, I remember that.
That wheel.
Dad used to borrow that mixer all the time,
yeah,
and I had to wheel it on one wheel for him.
Well, that's where it broke.
That's because... Yeah, because only recently you've got a new one with two wheels.
Yeah, it broke day one of me owning it. Day fucking one.
No, because it was almost like you had to be a stunt driver with that.
But you know, I've got form with that as well, because... I once phoned up Talk Sport and complained about junior football.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I won Caller of the Day.
Yeah, you were famous.
And it was £250 worth of Wix vouchers. Yeah, I'm basically famous.
Yeah.
No, not obviously not. No one ever fucking recognises me. But they recognise Danny and Andy and Jack, but I don't get fucking recognised. Anyway, that's a different story. I don't want to be famous. Please recognise me. No. And so I won the £250 voucher for TalkSport, bought a new house, not with a TalkSport voucher, and I needed a new lawnmower. Bought a new lawnmower. The very first day I used it, I fucking broke the grass catching back part of it.
Yeah, the handle
broke on it.
Oh,
the very first fucking day.
Yeah. Was you being heavy-handed?
Probably, yeah. But why is it always me?
Because you like that, ain't it?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Grass is up here. Like,
yeah, I've seen that happen. No, didn't Dad break his lawnmower doing that? The grass was like that high, and I'm watching him pushing it into it. And it's like, burn it out.
When we moved, I've used chainsaws before, quite a few times.
Love chainsaws.
Roofs years ago. Everyone will be saying in the comments like, "Give me off fast." So I was like, "Yeah, well." They were just standard then. You just used them. And when we first moved in our house, it was nearly two years ago.
August. Yeah. It's August, wasn't it?
And I bought a chainsaw and went fucking mental in the back garden.
Did you?
Yeah, mental.
What? Just chopped everything down.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, good though.
Chopped all this. All these lovely bushes. I remember Brenda came out the next door neighbour, and she was like, "I can't believe all the birds used to come and visit there." I was like,
"Fuck the birds!"
And then it, literally in the November, just burnt everything.
Brilliant.
But got excited.
Just on chainsaws, and I'm sorry we've hijacked your bell stuff, no, Andy, but just on chainsaws, they're a tool that I love, but when I use it, and I've got one myself, it's the only tool that I use where I think,
I'm dead.
I'm a bit scared of this.
Yes, that's right. Though.
Even
that's
when I use it, I'm still a bit
you should be. That's respect.
But if it was a still saw, I'd start that up, no problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And just off I go, cutting whatever I'm cutting without, you know, just in my shorts. Do you know what I mean? With a chainsaw, yeah. I'm a bit more like, well, fucking hell.
Have your leg off, innit?
If this bastard jumps on me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you've not got like a massive one. You've got like a... It's shortish. It's not like a huge.
Big, Andy. It's pretty big.
Yeah, but it's not like
I don't know what
you're
talking about here.
Yeah. You're not going for a redwood. Gets the job done.
No, it's about, it's only about 500, the blade, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean. You just got to be, I think you've got to overpower the chainsaw. You've got to be the master of it.
You've got to master it. Like a lightsaber, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a lightsaber. Yeah.
I tell you what, actually. Can you imagine how good a lightsaber would be in construction?
Amazing.
You know, like for cutting, you could cut like like worktops with it.
Oh shit, we've overordered this 8x4 steel.
don't worry.
Yeah, but how many lads would be dicking around with?
Yeah. Can you imagine them videos of where they don't get paid and they go berserk knocking things down? Imagine if one of them's got a fucking lightsaber.
Yeah.
They take out the whole entire house.
They're using it to light up the room, when it's yeah. like painters and that. Don't like,
I keep seeing these videos on TikTok. Can't pay, don't pay, take it away. Yeah. And it's in construction terms, not the bailiff terms, where they, if you don't get paid, you knock it down. Yeah, but the thing is with it, you never know the full story.
No.
And the full story could well be that they've done a shit job. I'm not saying they have, but they've done a shit job and they're refusing to pay them.
Yeah, they haven't finished what they said they'd quoted for.
Oh, they haven't, exactly.
Could be anything.
Or they've doubled the price or whatever. So there's a lot.
There's that. 50-50. It could be the customer as well.
Could be the customer.
Yeah, they've had that.
You've got to have, you need, always need to have both sides.
You ever seen that one in that? There's a guy in a garden and he's all flagged the new fencing and new gate, new side gate. And it's beautiful. It all looks really good. And he's smashing fuck out of it with a lump hammer. And I mean going berserk. You're not going to pay me. I'll fucking smash it all up. And he's smashing the lot up. And there's a woman in the patio windows like screaming, clearly on the phone to her husband. He's gone mental. He's gone berserk.
I'll be over.
Hey. Phone the police.
Hey.
And he's literally smashing the shit out of it.
Mm.
But
talking about,
in a sense, it gives builders a bad name as well, because that scares people. People are scared of builders.
Yeah, but pay.
Yeah, of course.
Don't get somebody in unless you got the money.
Of course, pay.
I know. I don't believe in physical violence on somebody else.
No.
But I know what you mean.
I'll tell you what I do believe in. If you've stood there with the customer and the customer is happy,
yes,
pay me right now.
Right now. Not tomorrow.
Right now. Pay me right now.
I agree. Well,
I've always agreed with that, because you always go back to most other industries. If someone wants payment, I'm always, like we're here today. If someone says, right, we want payment, we pay them now.
Yeah.
If that's what they want. And then however you do it, you just do it the way you should do it.
What?
And
you always get that, I can pay you tomorrow, or I've got to get the cash out of the bank, or something's not, funds haven't cleared yet, or all sorts of bullshit over the years. Yeah. Yeah. There was that great one, wasn't there, with that guy in the mini digger when he went into that. He was working on a hotel or something, like a Premier Inn.
Yeah, he drove in it.
He drove in it with the mini digger and smashed fuck out of it. It was over 500 quid.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You see, he's going to get a prison sentence for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Criminal damage at the end of the day. Yeah. I mean, the law in the UK basically is, as soon as you apply it to that property, it becomes the owner's property, not yours. That's the law.
I was talking to a family member who has recently got a job in a big supermarket.
Yes.
And she was saying, they're making laughs saying, I've seen all these videos about people just running in and robbing him. She said, did we just tell him to do it now? We've been told to stand back.
Just leave them to it.
Leave them to it and then take it.
But that's like the tiny percent of idiots will go and...
The staff are told to just leave them. Just let them do it.
It's meat, isn't it? They go stealing meat, don't they?
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times in Hazel Grove.
Stuff like that. Coffee.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I've seen it a few times in
shops
in Hazel Grove.
It's the same ones who do it.
Of course it is.
What have you seen? What, where shops?
Seen it. I've actually seen it. Yeah. I was once walking into
Go Outdoors.
And obviously, there's an entrance and an exit. And I was walking into the entrance, obviously. And as I walked in, there was a guy behind the door waiting for someone to come in. And as I walked in, he ran out with like four jackets in his hand. Just fucking legged it.
Mm.
I saw that something like that in Little One. Somebody ran out with like four leaf blowers. They had an offer on leaf blowers.
Fair play.
Yeah. I saw something like that once. There was a bloke who was in a spa and he had a basket and he was just going around filling stuff up. And then he had the basket filled up and then he just walked out, got on his bike and rode off. I think the reason why they let them do it is because what they'll end up doing is you'll walk into a shop and everything will just be behind glass.
Yeah.
You have to pay for your shopping before you actually touch it.
There are shops like that right now in certain parts.
But it'll just be like that everywhere.
Yeah.
That's where it will, in 10 years, that's what it will be.
Well, there was one in America, in Chicago. There's a big, massive superstore and the people went mad that they'd closed it. And they just said, well, stop robbing us all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. Says we can't make any money, so we've closed the store down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of one of them things in life where, like I always remember Richard Mayley got done for stealing sausages, didn't he, or something?
Yeah, at the supermarket.
Yeah, he got...
It's alleged.
No,
he walked out with him or something.
He walked out with him.
Sausages.
No, I don't think there's any issue there. He got convicted,
He
got done for it, yeah. But there's a few people that just do it and can't help themselves. And then obviously there's a few more like sort of more serious kind of career. But nowadays you just see fucking gangs of kids just go and help themselves. And not just kids, by the way.
That last.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it'll just end up
Seen them videos where they're going like...
It being taken away from everyone.
Like Apple stores and just fucking taking them all off.
Taking the phones.
Yeah. But a lot of people are desperate, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
They actually are. Well.
But then it just ends up being something that's taken away from everyone.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't really fair on other people.
Moving on to tools. Moving on from the Bell Mixer to tools.
So just one more thing about the Bell Mixer.
Yeah.
You're saying about like the chainsaw scares you, but I was thinking mixer. There's always a little element of fear with a mixer.
Exactly. If it tips over.
Especially with your hands and all that.
If it tips over.
Yeah. Or if you, because you're mixing and you
put a shovel in it and it gets caught, it's
always that awareness and it don't take. But then I see videos on YouTube of lads in it like a washing machine.
Yeah. I mean, they're sat in it.
Yeah. Oh, they're brilliant.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
The lads are like, ooh.
Yeah. When it was recently hot, there was a couple of videos of lads filling up a dumper truck with water and like,
breaking
the water, tipping over him, you know, because it was so hot. Danny, you had something to tell us about a Milwaukee tool.
I did. So I've never seen this before. So I went in my job. Went out to see somebody who's a joiner, very good joiner, good lad. And when we first arrived, I said, "Hey, a lot of your stuff." I keep getting heat. Need to go in that closer to the mic, don't I? I said, "Oh, you." You know, he was a bit older than me, so he'd been doing it a long time. And I said, "Oh,
you're 40, so how old was he?"
41.
41, fair enough. You know,
he was a cracking lad. But I said, "He got some new gear, eh?" And he said, yeah. He said, "Okay, now," he said, "about 3 weeks ago, all my gear got nicked."
Oh, everything. Bastards.
Everything. So he had my key to this and all, you know, all the gear. And joiners, I've not just saying this is trade,
they have some expensive stuff.
Yeah. And he said, "I've spent $3,000 and it was all brand new stuff."
Wow.
And I was like, fucking hell, mate. I felt, you know, that is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
You don't pick and trade tools. Like, that's the lively, you know, they just, I felt sorry for him. But he was all right and he was back on his track and that. And but the good side of this is he bought all this Milwaukee stuff. Now, I've seen Milwaukee before. Great brand, great tools, good stuff. Good batteries, actually.
For shout out to Milwaukee.
Shout out for Milwaukee. Any free source? I have never seen this. Now, someone might comment and go, "This is box has been out for ages." I've never seen it. His drills were connected to his phone. If they get robbed, he can disable the drill.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, I've not heard of that one.
That is beautiful.
I have not heard of that.
He can disable all
that
the
must
tools.
Be really just coming.
So what? Wi-Fi?
So
or?
So on his drills and his multi-tool and his circular saw and other stuff, they basically... You know, you've got your battery and how much battery level is. There's a Wi-Fi signal. He went, "Watch this." So it's all his tools are connected to his phone on an app. And then if they go out a certain distance...
Oh, beautiful.
...then it'll disable his tools. So what he can also do is he can leave them in the room. Yeah. Say if he's going to his van or dinner, no one can use them. So kids can't use them.
So he can turn them off?
He can turn them off, but leave them there and they can't hurt anyone.
Wow.
But also the main thing is the tracked... So now they need the battery in him to track, but as soon as you put any other battery in or anything, if he gets pinched, he can just track exactly where his tools are.
Oh, that's
now I've seen that with phones. We've all seen that with iPads and laptops and whatever, cars. I've never seen it with a drill.
How cool is that?
Unbelievable.
That is awesome. That's what construction needs.
Yeah, because it just stops.
I mean, literally everything.
It's not worth them taking it.
The level of tool theft in this country, by the way, is absolutely astronomical. You know, vans being broken into.
Yeah.
And it's not just construction vans, but obviously a lot of them are construction vans, but lots of different types of vans having the, you know, they're trying to upgrade their security. Every new model that comes out is trying something new, trying this, trying that. But ultimately, you know, if you've got a tin opener type scenario, you can get inside that van. Mm. So a lot of people now have the lock boxes inside the van, the lock van.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was talking to a lady today who manages multiple construction teams across the UK that stay in hotels. And the issue they have is that the hotels, car parks, are never secure.
Yeah.
So a lot of the hotels...
Yeah, yeah.
They get done
over.
Yeah,
and it's four or five vans in one hotel car park at one time.
Yeah.
And she was saying, if the hotels or a hotel chain in the UK just started a secure parking for tools, so for construction workers or people on the job in industry that kind of want to leave the van safe at night, they'd clean up, she reckons.
It's a good shout. That's a really good
because
shout.
Of the amount of tool theft.
I, The last van I used to drive for a company was, it was for materials and stuff, but on the side of it was like a sign-up. It was an old sign-up van.
Yeah.
And I think it never got broken into because people thought, oh, it's just like a desk and a few chairs or something in there.
Yeah, yeah, there's nothing in there.
But when sometimes there was loads of stuff in there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the risk, isn't it? It's,
yeah.
It's an hour to your day.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2 hours because if you don't leave your tools in your van, you've got to take them out of your house.
That can be your right job. If you,
and then when you get home at night, you've got to take them all back.
It's the right job.
I mean, so if you're a joiner or an electrician or whatever, a plumber, you've got all sorts of tools that
you
need.
So you're a construction worker, you get home from work at night, do you take the tools out of your van? Or
if
not.
If you're knackered, if you shattered
off. That's what I'm saying.
It'll be all right tonight. It'll be all right.
You live as well. And where you
of course
work.
It
like,
does.
If you live in like a terraced house on Terrace Street, fucking that. You are carting them around the back of the alleyway or through the
air.
If you've got a detached house or you've got a garage, fine, but then your garage could get robbed.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember Dad used to back the van right up to the garage.
Yeah,
didn't
he did. So neither
you couldn't get in at the side of the van.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He'd have it sorted that way.
It's rife in the UK. It is. It's absolutely rife. And it's shocking, actually. I think we'll probably try and do some decent stats on that, maybe for one episode. But
I don't even lock my car.
Do you not, Danny?
Well, you've nothing in it, have you?
Thank God nobody knows where you live then.
But he's nothing in it, is he?
You can take it. Shit.
My car's been broken into loads of times over the years. And I mean loads of times. Easy 10 times, easily. I've often, when I lived in Edgeley and Stockport, I'll say the place I don't mind. I love Edgeley, by the way. But when I lived in Edgeley, I'd come down and my car would be broken into, been rifled through. But nothing had been gone because I'd never left anything in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But loads of times.
I've got a couple of CDs in the car I'm driving at the moment.
The antiques.
You have CDs in your car?
They're not mine.
Who has CDs in the car?
Antiques. They're antiques.
CDs.
Yeah.
What CDs are they?
Motown.
Greatest Hits.
Oh, that's not bad.
To be honest, there's some bangers. I put it on the other day.
Some bangers on there.
Sick of the radio and I was like, do you know what? Started with, what's that? Love Train.
Oh, geez.
I like it. Great. Andy, did you have something to say about Egyptian pyramids?
Oh, that was it. Just something I heard. I need to do my research. Just came to me the other day before. They're thinking that there might be another way of they built the pyramids to do with hydraulics, but not with like modern, but just water.
Water.
Well, basically water, that they managed to divert the Nile into canals close to the pyramids.
Andy always tries to get pyramids into each episode.
I do like the pyramids.
Yeah. Interesting theory.
What do you think though? It's like canals. If you get your pressures right, and it's not.
Absolutely.
What you've got to do is, coat the walls in something that's waterproof. You know, they could have figured mud, anything in the Nile, and you could get your pressures right. You think it's aliens, don't you?
Did the aliens create the Nile? so to get the water there?
Well,
No, because they found evidence of like riverbeds and stuff closer to the actual pyramids than they thought.
Brick tinting. Have you ever heard of that?
Do you mean like colouring in brick?
Yeah.
To make it match?
Do you know the extension near the shops on the estate where we live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know which one I'm referring to?
I do. Yeah. Very weird, thin one.
Drive past it tomorrow. You'll be amazed.
What, they've tinted it?
It was built out of totally contrasting brick.
Yeah.
It was built like bright orangey brick. And it was completely different from the house brick.
You mean the one next to the co-op?
Exactly that one, yeah.
It's a fucking weird extension.
Yeah, it is. It's really bizarre.
It is, next to the garage.
I don't want to go into too much details with it, obviously, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right, yeah.
But it is. It's a bizarre shaped extension. Look at it tomorrow.
What has it been?
They've had it coloured. They've had it tinted, coloured. It looks fantastic. It looks like it's been there.
Dad had an idea about that 20 years ago.
So basically, it's the matching up of new brick to existing brick.
So the extensions match.
Yeah, and it looks amazing. Even Jack's unconstruction brain commented on it and mentioned it and sort of said, well.
I thought my eyes, I couldn't make sense of it at first.
Yeah, it's like.
Because it was a completely different shade of brick. It didn't match at all through the whole thing, and then they've just sort of finished it from outside, and now they've tinted it, and it looks, when you get really up close to it, you can see the difference. But from afar, it looks like it's always been there.
I'll drive us past tonight. But okay.
I like that they've just gone that extra mile just to.
But why not
blend
just buy
it in?
Matching brick?
Well, it's hard though, isn't it? Especially with the.
It's probably cheaper.
Yeah.
Fair play.
But it looks. It honestly, genuinely looks like it's been there. I mean, you know, you can drive around and see lots of extensions on buildings and think, oh my God, that looks completely out of place.
Yeah, actually, have we ever talked about this on site for Brickies in particular? Is about you get certain types of brick, but some packs can be different, darker hues.
Absolutely.
And it's always that skill of blending in the packs.
Well, you should
blend in about four packs.
Three or four packs.
Yeah, I remember doing that with Dad.
Absolutely.
Blending
correct.
In the pack.
If you're working on a house, new
bands
or extension,
around.
You should work out of about three or four packs simultaneously.
Yeah, blend
not
them in.
Not one pack, then the second pack, then the third. Because if you do that, the bricks will not match.
See, I get that with bricks because of how they're made.
Yeah.
Right. I don't understand that with wallpaper.
Yeah. Does it happen a lot with wallpaper?
Yeah, you can have the same colour wallpaper, but different batch numbers, so the shade's slightly
different.
How the fuck does that happen?
Danny's monthly attack on painting and decorators.
Yeah, well, that's a weird one.
With bricks because of the heat and it's different temperatures and the weather conditions, but how the fuck does it happen with a print?
No, because we work through it. I know this
is. The paper is the same. If you print that booklet, it's the same 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Why has it happened with wallpaper?
Yeah. Not
Why
really,
do you have batches?
Yeah. I'm not. Never really been a big fan of wallpaper. I always remember Mum and Dad having that Anaglypta. I remember, like, as a kid picking it, you know, like the foamy wallpaper.
After it was nearly
put on.
Then
my dad had come in and like, who the fuck's been picking that wallpaper?
That spongy stuff, isn't it? It's almost like if you bang your wrist paper, because your kids, maybe you banged your head against it.
Yeah,
as bad as the wall. Or
yeah. No, it's one of them sort of weird sort of...
I don't mind it in the right setting.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. I've totally gone blank. I've totally forgotten what I was going to mention then. Fucking hell, what's up with me tonight? It's not like me, this. Shit.
We can get into cleaning the mixer.
No. I know what it was. Right, sorry, Sol, Mike, if whoever's editing, start again from now.
Oh, that's just bad. This is the third time, second time.
Should we just leave this in?
Yeah, leave it in. Just leave it in. Just
leave it on.
I never do this. I'm normally one take Dave.
One take Dave.
Normally.
Don't leave that in.
Normally. Leave that in.
leave that in. One take
leave
Dave.
Fuck it. Leave it all in.
Leave it all in.
Don't edit us. Leave it in. Apart from the bit where we did stop.
Stop.
Should we just leave that in as well?
Leave it in.
Yeah.
More natural.
Leave it in and just put that silence as a clip. On TikTok, and say if you thought coffee
200,000 views.
If you thought the coffee one was bad, watch this.
To be fair,
if you thought the coffee clip was mundane. Yeah.
To be fair, I think we need to give Jack a chance in this episode because we've just totally.
Sorry, Jack. Do you want to talk about anything? We've
anything.
We've aged you out of this episode, haven't we?
Yeah.
I've got some.
It's
if you
the
don't.
40 but. Club.
No, I can't really think of any. I had some a while ago, but it's gone now.
Is it gone? Are you sure you don't? We'll just jump in. You know what? Yeah. I think we've got about 8-9 minutes left. Messy houses, working in messy houses.
Oh, God.
My experience of working in messy houses was quite a harrowing one and quite a horrendous one. Way, way, way back in the day. Ross, if you're listening, I know you do listen to the podcast. You'll remember this house, but it was a house in Stockport. That's all I'm willing to say. For a lady who lived in Stockport on her own in this beautiful house in a beautiful area. And it was horrendous. But six dogs lived there. She was some sort of hoarder. She's probably dead now, so I'm not too worried. Well, I won't say names anyway, but she slept in the bath because she couldn't get into a bedroom because it was full of...
She slept in a bath.
Yeah, she honest to God slept in a bath. That is a true story, I promise you. And we had the contract, the company I was working for at the time had the contract to, like, you know, renovate the whole entire house, outside and inside, roof, walls, sort of repointing everything. And it was a big, beautiful house in its day, but it had been absolutely destroyed by this lady who'd lived there and had these six or seven dogs that also lived inside the house as well that never went outside. So you can imagine the state of it and the smell of it. I mean, it was just horrific. There's a few things that I would like to say that I don't think is really appropriate, really, about where she went to the toilet and stuff like that, but she didn't use the toilet to go to the toilet. It was...
Yeah.
It was just incredible. But
so it's like the worst jobs that anybody's worked on.
So you're just sort of thinking about the work. I think you've got one, haven't you, Dan, that you've visited?
Yeah, I've visited... one and it was I've never been it was fucking disgusting. It was just horrible, like the cleanest room in the building was where the person was working.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's full of dust. And
they'd cleaned that room, I presume, to work in that.
Yeah, he'd cleaned the room.
To work in
it. Work in it, to chop up all his timbers and whatever and everything else. He cleaned it to work to create dust. He cleaned it.
Yeah, I know.
So how bad would it have been?
Oh, yeah, shocking.
And it was just horrendous. But it sort of leads me on to, I understand when you work in someone's house. I get it. Like, it is their house. But when you invite somebody into your house to do a job and you say you've got to do it in that space, clear that fucking space.
Clear it, I know, yeah.
Because it's not their job or their responsibility to sort that out.
To move your carpet or move your furniture.
We had very nice thing. The Sky people came around a few months back. I moved everything out of the way, so it was just the box.
Yeah.
TV out of the way, everything, so they could get to everything. Done. Yeah. Like, when the carpet guy comes round, move everything out of the room.
Yeah.
Everything.
I've talked to a few carpet guys.
You know, and they just appreciate, they're there to do a job. They're there to get paid to do a job.
They're just
not
in and out.
Piss around moving your picture frames.
Yeah.
Or your bags of shit. So I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand when you invite someone around to your house. Move everything.
Well, when you work in a dirty house, and we'll call her, let's call her Joan.
Joan.
The lady whose house we worked in. Changed the name, obviously. But we worked in Joan's house, and she'd offer to make us a brew. And we'd never say no, but we'd never drink it. Yeah. Never, ever, ever drink it. We'd always throw it away. Mm. It was, you felt like
dirty.
You were crawling when you came out of the house. And no exaggeration. In the summertime as well, it was fucking awful.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember that documentary, Mr. Treebus? It's a famous documentary about hoarder in London. Yeah. It was that house.
Because the walls were collapsing.
It was literally that house that I worked in.
Because of all the stuff.
Yeah. It was literally that house. Some people don't give a shit about their houses, though. Some people just don't care. Yeah. Some people are really house proud and clean everything. And, you know, they can live in the smallest house or the smallest flat in the world or the largest house in the world. Some people are filthy pigs. And other people, it's a psychological issue, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I do get that. I just don't get it when you then invite somebody around to do work on your house.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. I'll ask them to quote for work.
I remember walking in a house once, said, we're having all the skirting boards replacing. There's fucking sofas everywhere. Right.
And you're going to shift them all out, yeah.
And they were like, right, well, the old one's ripping out and the new one's putting in. They're like, can't you just move
that?
Like, you fucking work around them.
I know.
Fucking move everything.
I know.
Walked out.
Did you?
Walked out. It was for a company. It wasn't my own job. Walked out, and then the company manager thought, oh, no, it's got to be done today. Says, well, time to move everything then. I'm not fucking moving it.
Yeah, it should be part of the job, that. It should be clear.
Move it all.
Unless you put a price in for moving stuff for them.
I said, I'll be here till 6 o'clock. Well, it's got to be done today because we've got this job. I said, well, get someone around it
to move
fucking
it.
Move everything then.
Yeah.
And then I'll fucking do it. Not bad.
We're pretty much almost done. Just want to mention that, obviously, our next episode will be episode 20.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do for that. Maybe something special. Maybe.
Not
quite. Any ideas? We've already said about some shots.
Get pissed.
Should we just get pissed?
Get really pissed on it. And then just see what happens. It might
don't be have a script. Well, we don't have a script anyway.
Don't really do anything. Just get a couple of drinks, a couple of bottles, bottle of red wine.
Should we get some red wine for the next episode?
Red wine. It's 20th.
Should we get Mike on as well?
Prosecco.
Yeah, we get Mike on and Jack and
Prosecco.
I don't know. Just
Any ideas for the 20th episode?
And then just leave it filming.
What have you not done? What have you not talked about? We talked about roofers, putting a roof on.
We've talked about everything, but there's always stuff to talk about because we don't just, you know, moving forward into season three, we're not just going to talk about construction. We're going to move it to all sorts of different stuff.
Do you want to do another ancient monuments one? Enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I like doing that one.
Yeah, definitely. That was a good one.
Ancient cities.
Ancient cities. Yeah.
That's a good shout.
Ancient
cities. Yeah. Talking of ancient cities, I'm going to Girona on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Girona.
My Bologna.
Have you seen that?
By the way, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
What a film.
It's brilliant.
Oh, is that Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
What a
really
film.
Good.
Is he worth a watch?
Yeah, it is brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
It's brilliant.
Because, he's been around forever, Weird Al.
Yeah, I remember him as a kid.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe is
brilliant.
Superb in it.
What's it on? Is it on Sky?
Disney.
Oh, brilliant.
Disney.
It is very...
Watch it, Andy.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Watch it. Right, watch it's really it, good. Andy. In fact, I forced Jack to watch a scene the other night because it's really good. There's a pool party scene which is based solely on the scene from...
Boogie Nights.
The pool party thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that pool party scene in Al Yankovic is based off that scene in Boogie Nights.
Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Roller Girl. Fucking hell. What a film that is. Anyway.
It's a great film.
Anyway.
I've got just one more detail.
Yeah, go on.
About the first actual proper... solid concrete mixer, you know, like a wagon.
Yes.
It was created in Germany, in Breslau, in 1904.
Concrete wagon.
Yeah, probably that was the first proper concrete wagon.
Well, no surprise that the fucking Germans created a concrete wagon, really, isn't it? All the concrete they were pouring.
Yeah, I mean, that's Second World War.
They had to build lots of concentration camps, didn't they?
And lots of fortifications as well.
Lots of fortifications, lots of concentration camps.
But yeah,
and lots of... yeah, I mean, we could go into real detail about that. I mean, actually, it's historical fact, so I don't know why I'm worried about talking about it. It's a fact. Anyway.
Actually, we could get into concrete. Couldn't we, like China? China have poured more concrete, haven't they? Was it?
Oh, they've poured
more concrete than everybody in...
loving it, aren't they?
Hoover Dam.
All the Romans did in 1,000 years or something.
Yeah. All for another episode.
Right.
Andy, Jack, Danny, thank you very much. I think that's pretty much us for this episode. So next episode is going to be episode 20. Going to try and get it done in the next 4 or 5 weeks and wrap up season 2. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you on the next one.
Nice one.